This is the web stream of KBOO Portland. KBOO is 100% community supported. If you have not yet become a member, go to the website kboo.fm and click on the tip jar.
Beating hearts, come as one. This is any country. This is any.
You're listening to Tillicumwawa, Voices of the People with Shesley and Eugene. And now, more music.
You just heard Bluestone Project from 2006. That was Aaron White, Gary Rasmussen, and Ed Michaels. I'm told they're out of Browning, Montana. Sounds like it, too. You heard Worth of Man, which was a great observation on how we're doing as humans right now. And the other one you just heard was Sacred Road. So this is Shusley, and I'm glad you're joining us and listening tonight. And we're kind of in a music playing mood, otherwise known as we're lazy and want to be built up by a lot of music and hope you're enjoying it.
Yes, indeed.
And so we're going to go to one of my personal favorite songs. You just can't get this anywhere. It's on YouTube. You can't buy the CD. It's gone. My old cassette is gone, but hopefully it'll play all right. If not, we'll cut right away. But this is Buddy Redbow with Where's Ben Black Elk Today.
Shrine of democracy, land of the free, but not for you. Then Black Elk is today. See a shadow on the granite stone. Black Elk has come home, back to his people, to his land. Black Elk is home to stay.
That was a great song.
I always like that. Yeah. Ben Black Elk's home, and we're all going to go home someday.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. And it's sad that we can't get Buddy Redbow on CDs anymore. I've heard that even his albums go for well over $100 when you can find them.
Somebody stole mine years ago. I went to drumming practice in Coos Bay and didn't lock my door. I never thought I had to lock car doors before I moved to Portland. I still suspect it was my kids who just kind of hid it because they were tired of hearing it in the car.
Have you confronted them on this? I mean,
yes,
I know it's years
earlier. There's a statute of limitations on cassette tapes. So we have news anchor Etsy Yona live from Eugene on the phone, do we not?
OCO.
Jala. Ayuki. How are you?
Glad to see that you're back from Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
We're not.
No, we're actually broadcasting from our hotel room on Waikiki.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, it would be.
We could work something out like that.
Yeah,
maybe.
We could phone it in.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I have some good news to share with you.
I think I know what it is, but tell our listeners.
Oh, good. Maybe you reported on it already.
Nope.
Our city council and our mayor have said no coal coming through Eugene, Oregon.
Yes.
Nice.
And it said that as of November 12th, the active Bethel Citizens General Committee and the city of Eugene found out about the many hazards and negative elements of coal trains running through Eugene out to the port of Coos Bay. Although a city of Eugene resolution has been passed opposing coal trains through Eugene, still the negotiations go on by all involved stakeholders continue, which means Portland folks.
Mm-hmm.
They've been exploring a coal export terminal in Eugene, and they will get there any way they can. This would bring up a mile-long coal trains through southeast Portland, Salem, and Eugene that won't be coming through Eugene right now.
And all good news.
Yeah, and although this could be the end of the coal trains through Eugene, the Coos Bay Port CEO, David Koch, indicated in various press releases that the port would continue to pursue development in all areas of the Pacific trade routes, and many areas and regional groups continue to keep an eye on further development regarding coal moving through this part of the Northwest, including Idle No More. Yeah.
Yeah. A shout out.
Yeah, well, we'll have to stop it all along the way.
Oh, yeah.
That's doable.
Yes, it is.
And the biggest impediment to this high cost of transporting the coal is improving all the rail lines. Do you know how expensive that's going to be?
Well, you know, it'll be taken care of by the taxpayers, and the billionaires won't have to put out anything, so it should all be fine.
Well, you know, that's what I'm thinking. This is going to be a good argument not to let them come in, because we don't want to pay for improved rail lines.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for fluoride in the water either, but I'm not in Multnomah County, but that is, you know.
Well, you know, it stopped here.
Put the poison in the water.
And if you call Representative DeFazio, your Portland City Council people, the Salem City Council people, mayors, the governor, just keep on it. We can get this thing stopped, maybe.
I believe we can stop anything.
Yes, we can.
Including the Columbia Generating Station, which is really one of the most dangerous and pertinent things that we should be focusing on. I mean, yeah, fluoride is also a bad deal, I think. I don't want water contaminated with that, and then it goes into the rivers,
right,
and then it contaminates the fish. But, you know, that is a danger, but it's kind of long-term. But whereas this Columbia Generating Station up here in Ridgeland,
I know it's on the Hanford,
Washington,
yeah,
it could go at any time, and we had a two-hour special on that one recently, but... But I think we ought to try to stop that. The coal, the Keystone XL. I mean, there's plenty of us, right?
Yeah.
And gaining speed all the time.
Oh, yeah.
We want to go into Washington, so our Washington listeners should really keep an eye on it and call your representatives and your city council people, too.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Can you all out there say black lung?
Yeah.
Think about it, folks, because that will be
coming
people,
to a town near you.
Yeah, people will be getting that because those cars are open and dust will be shaken out, and you'll be just like the coal miners before they helped them with respirators and stuff and then decided to, well, tear whole mountains down instead of use.
Right.
Yeah.
That's terrible. And, you know, it's so true that we could all be getting really sick. I mean, we can see what they do to the East Coast with their coal burning.
Yeah.
You can see what happens to Europe with their black buildings. You know, it's incredible.
And the black forest.
They even think about using it here.
So you're a marine biologist, I believe, right?
Yes, minor.
So if you are having coal dust go into the water, doesn't that acidify it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's gonna throw off the whole ecosystem, all the plankton, all the everything.
Do you think fluoride will counteract the acidosis from the coal? Maybe they work together.
I don't think so.
I remember reading about the fishing wars in the 60s and 70s when especially the police were brutalizing Indians along the Columbia River Gorge. And that a lot of anglers believed that the rapid decline in fish population at the time was due to Indian fishing, which was why the brutality.
Always blame the Indians.
Yeah,
that was their excuse, right?
Yeah, which was why the brutality against the Indians especially from the police at that time. But then, lo and behold, they found the fish, and come to find out that the fluoride coming out of the aluminum smelters, which is a byproduct, does something to their natural radar system, and it was throwing them off from going to their usual spawning grounds.
Wow.
That's right.
And so, if you put that in the water, I wonder how that's going to affect the salmon. I don't think it will be as an extreme amount as was in the 60s and 70s when the gorge was producing aluminum, but no doubt it will have some sort of effect, I'm sure.
Yes.
So, you know what else they find in the water, in the Willamette? Well, lots of things, but caffeine.
You know, we have so much energy here. We have air, water, wood. Everything. We do not need coal, and we don't need bombing. You know, we just don't need it.
Well, I think they're shipping the coal to China, aren't they?
Yeah, they have a big demand over there for it. Yes.
Yeah, and if anybody's read any of the recent history of China, you know that they have an extreme pollution problem. It's extreme.
Extreme.
It's worse than L.A. on a summer day.
Mm-hmm.
So. And it's mostly from coal-fired power plants, which dot the landscape from a tourist book that I read recently stated that about every 25 miles or so is a coal-fired power plant in China.
Oh, terrible. And probably no kind of laws for prevention of pollution at all.
Not really. And, of course, they have lots of... lung health problems over there that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, while they're polluting the environment, you know, they're just making goods for the United States to enjoy at a cheap price.
Yes, do not buy from China, folks. They made in America. We have lots of unemployed people. Buy American.
Yeah, we can also grow our food here, too. Everybody tear up your yards and start putting in some food. Don't import stuff all the way from China or Mexico or anywhere else.
Yeah. All sorts of places.
Yeah, we're moving plants around to make room for food.
I'm all talk, no action.
You're plenty action. What are you talking
about? We haven't gotten our garden in yet.
I know. It's just a matter of finding time.
Yep.
Well, you guys have been having too much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it's wonderful to talk to you all, and I hope that everybody gets on the bandwagon about this coal coming through our state in the Northwest. And power to the people with a capital P.
Yeah, revolution now.
Right on. It's so good to hear from you. Thanks for calling us.
And Michael says hello, everybody.
Okay. Hello to him.
Hello to him.
Wish you were here, both of you.
We will be. Bye-bye.
Bye. What a delight.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. She's been involved in public radio for Native American news and public affairs and music for 20-some years.
23 years altogether, I think.
Yep.
I think 22 with John and about a year with us.
Yeah. She's a radio veteran. So is Eugene. So are you.
So are you.
Oh, 5 years.
You've been at it for 5-6 years, something like that.
That's nothing. That's a drop in the bucket. Well, let's go ahead and listen to some more music.
One year to Zint Kalawi,
You just listened to Sissy Goodman, Seventh Generation, which was the song before the one you actually just heard. And that was Joanne Shenandoah, Mother Earth. That comes from a nice collaborative effort on a CD called Tribal Voices from 1996. And you're listening to Tillicum Wawa, and this is Shesley.
And this is Eugene.
And I'm pretty excited about this Portland Native Connect that is hot off the KABU printer because of that.
How does every powwow song start? Portland Youth and Elders Council, along with are doing Idle No More workshops.
Yeah.
Yay! May 22nd, which is this coming Wednesday, at from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Sletz Portland Area Tribal Office.
Wow.
Which is 12790 Southeast Stark Street. That's 12790 Southeast Stark Street. And you'll want to contact Carrie Walters. And her number is 503-358-8325. And this is what it says. Please join us for an evening of traditional Native games, Indian tacos for dinner, a short documentary on the Kully Tribal Gathering Garden, followed by a conversation with Judy Bluehorse Skelton and other Tribal Gathering Garden advocates. Social time and forest
there.
Area. Yeah. Yeah. I don't have to worry about work that day. This is a time for Native youth and families to build community, learn leadership skills, do cultural activities, and have fun. All community members are invited to attend, but youth interests and priorities are our main focus. For transportation assistance, you can call the number I gave previously, 503-358-8325. Be there, folks. Select Tribal Area Office, Wednesday.
And this weekend is also the annual powwow that's held at Gill Coliseum for honoring Native youth. And it is the Klatoa Ina Traditional Powwow. It's May 18th and 19th, Saturday and Sunday. So the grand entries are at 1 and 7 on Saturday and 1 p.m. on Sunday. Host drum is North Bear, and the honor drum is Bulls and Bears. And we're really sorry we forgot to mention the powwow at U of O last weekend, but from the pictures, it looks like it was a good one.
Yeah.
So anyway, Gill Coliseum is at Oregon State University in Corvallis, 660 Southwest 26th. Let's see. I don't see contact information per se, but I recommend that anyone interested in going to cultural events or just knowing what the buzz is, besides listening to this show for the Native American aspect of things in Portland, also get online and look up Native Connect, and it has everything in there.
Yes,
avail
indeed.
Yourself to that. Don't forget, too, that Delta Park Powwow is coming up. It is the 43rd annual City of Roses Delta Park Powwow, and that's just around the corner, just like 1 month from now, June 14th through 16th. So, yeah, there's also the 20th annual gathering at Port Orford that was set. We started this 20 years ago. Rick Cook, Aggie Pilgrim, my father, Speedy Fry, my stepmother, Bev Fry, Bill Van Pelt, and I, and some others got this thing going about 20 years ago. What we do is cook salmon on the steaks, the redwood steaks, and have some words of remembrance about our ancestors who were, there was actually a village at the site there in the Port Orford Park up above the ocean. We remember our ancestors and we try to honor them and we try to walk every day in a good way for them. And this year there will be a canoe being brought out as well. And the focus is shifted somewhat to that, but always the actual intention of that gathering is to remember our ancestors. And that is, if you want for more information, you can, I'll get the number for you, but you could also call me at 503-764-8485. It's Sunday, May 19th.
And for all of you who want to help out with this show and have been too cowardly to do so, we could use some help down here, and we need more Native American radio programming. And you can contact us through either the number Chesley just gave you or through our Facebook page, Tillicum Wawa. Join it and you know, come down and help. Everybody, people like to take advantage of this, and it's a good thing, and we could use your help.
Yeah, I'm getting old. I'm 55, so if I was enrolled in Sillette's, which someday I probably will be, I would be considered an elder. And you have to listen to elders. Well, yeah. And you have to take care of them. So you younger people out there, why don't we all start a co-op for radio?
Yeah.
We will be your mentors. We can, and then you can do this every week or so and trade out with us.
Yeah, because, we need a break.
Yeah.
We seriously need a break. And also, we need more regular voices on these airwaves of Natives, especially from this area, and to continue to bring out the various issues and celebrations and culture and life that we have here on this country that's barely recognized except through media like this.
Yeah.
So,
you know, there is a lot on the internet. There are other shows that are like radio shows on the internet, but no actual live locally produced radio, mm-hmm. Native American news and public affairs. And has it been like 22 years continuously or 30 years that there's always been a show on KBOO?
It's been about 40 years, actually.
Oh, wow.
John Talley started way back when with Indian World, and he had a half an hour program, and he had no idea how he was going to fill all that time. I remember his stories before he passed away. And then along came Cheech One Road, who started Inchawana Oyateki, which was the predecessor to Mataquiasin, which I was involved with until about, 3 years ago? And then we started this program. Chesley came up with the idea, and then we developed Tillicumwawa with the intent to bring a more full-bodied Native American program with various types of music and interviews and social issues and everything else.
And collaborated with Red Willow.
Mm-hmm. And also with Etzeona, mm-hmm. Samantha King. And, you know, we're all, you know, getting up there in years, and we need to continue not only just like with this program and, you know, give us a break, but also with other Native American programs, music, you know, there's lots of Native hip hop out there.
It doesn't have to be this format necessarily. Yeah. So anyway, I'll give you my number once again, 503-764-8485. And you can also call KBOO and give them a message. It will get to us and be part of the radio scene in Portland. Take care of your elders.
Yeah. Listen to your elders, you know.
Pulling the elder card here. So you can't just run out to the powwow and start dancing, right? You have to get in shape because that is strenuous work, especially those songs, the friendship songs.
Yeah.
Your left hip gets pretty sore by the end of the song. So we're going to give you an opportunity to get yourself up and moving and in shape. We're going to go listen to some Blackfoot Confederacy.
Native American workout. Here we go.
Blackfoot Confederacy contest.
Oh. Welcome back. The song's over. Woo.
Blackfoot Confederacy from Setting the Road Straight. What a great name for an album. First one you heard was Chicken Dance, and the second one was Intertribal. And I dedicated the first one to our chickens.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I hope you all got a little exercise out of that.
In Hawaii, they have wild chickens that used to be domesticated, but their ancestors got picked up in a hurricane and distributed throughout the island of Oahu, at least. So you always see these little skinny chickens running around in parks, and sometimes babies, and it's great, and they're protected. You can't, you know, you're not supposed to bother them or turn them into fricassee.
Orange chicken or...
I'm getting hungry. Let's end the show and go get something to eat.
That sounds great to me.
Every good native gathering should end with a feast.
Indeed.
Or maybe start with one too.
Yeah, and have one go throughout the whole event as well. What do you think?
I think that's why we're overweight.
Oh, yeah. Of course, I gained about 15 pounds in the last month. I'm not kidding, folks.
Can't tell a bit.
Oh, yeah, I can. My shirts are getting a little tighter.
Thanks for listening. Go talk to the good people at NARA. They will help you.
Well,
get your blood sugar checked.
I've been working out. It's just still piling on, though.
Welcome to 50.
Yeah, no kidding. And speaking of 50, don't forget, we need your help, especially you youth people.
And don't forget about the Indigenous Experience in 2 weeks from tonight. We're going to be there.
Yeah.
And dressed up, right?
Yeah, and we might be live streaming. If not, we'll just phone it in. Because we will be there, and we won't be coming down here. So
we're going to listen to Cody Blackbird in person.
Keith Cicola. Woo-hoo!
Yeah, you heard our friend TJ make the announcement before our show.
And Lillian Pitt, Rick Bartow, Swill Canem.
Hmm.
All sorts of wonderful artists are going to be there. TJ is a wonderful artist.
Mm-hmm.
We even have some of his artwork in our
house. Funny story about that. We were donated a Red Lodge calendar a couple of years ago. Red Lodge were guests here. And I took one of the pages and put it into my work notebook because it's just so appropriate for my work. And then I find out that that's TJ's work. And we had one up in our house and he says, "That's my work." How ironic. Now we're hanging out with famous artists. So let's go ahead and listen to some music as we go out. This is from Jim Boyd and Sherman Alexie's Reservation Blues. Have a good evening, all.
Working for minimum, Well, I'm working the maximum. I'm working in cheap old shoes. I've got the urban and in blue. Saving money for the Greyhound, cause I wanna be homeward bound. But the landlady raises the rent, and the boss won't know where my last check went. And the neighbors are lonely, and the neighbors are ghostly. And I watch my television, and I turn up the reservation.
Sometimes, Father, you and I are like a three-legged horse who can't get across the finish line. No matter how hard he tries and tries and tries. And sometimes, Father, you and I are like a warrior who can only paint half of his face, while the other half cries and cries and cries and cries and cries. Now can I ask you, Father, if you know how much farther we need to go? How can I ask you, Father, if you know how much farther we have to go? Father and Father,
the Tax Resisters League will tell you how to avoid paying taxes. In the meantime, you're going to be listening to Hard Knock Radio on KBOO Portland. Tonight, David D. talks with Piper Flipside about his new play, Cops and Robbers, after these messages.
Who was Harry Smith? To musicians, he was the man who created the Anthology of Folk Music in 1954. It set fire to the folk music movement of the 60s and inspired everyone from Bob Dylan to the Grateful Dead. To filmmakers, he was the man who made animation in the 40s by painting directly on film and who was in the middle of the avant-garde film movement of the 60s with Jack Smith, Andy Warhol, and the Kuchar brothers. Harry was a product of the Pacific Northwest, born here in Portland, and this Thursday, May 16th, the Oregon Cartoon Institute proudly presents the Harry Smith Seance at the Hollywood Theater, with live music and three projectors showing Harry's heaven and earth magic. That's this Thursday, May 16th, 7 p.m. at the Hollywood Theater. And on Sunday, May 19th, it's the Harry Smith Free-for-All. All afternoon this Sunday, absolutely free, downtown at the Ace Cleaners. Co-sponsored by KBOO. More information at harrysmithpdx.wordpress.com.
For your names, you took hope and humble, black and tan. Your whipped wind of change howled low, blowing itself smack in the middle of Ellington's orchestra. Billy heard it too and cried strange fruit tears. Your resistance was found in the food that you placed at the master's table. Ha!
Born and raised in Portland, Oregon, the internationally renowned visual artist Carrie Mae Weems is known for her art investigating issues of race, class, and gender. Her show at the Portland Art Museum ends this Sunday. Tune in to KBOO on Friday morning at 11 a.m. to hear a talk she gave at the opening of the exhibition in February. That's Carrie Mae Weems, this Friday, May 17th, from 11 a.m. to noon on KBOO. More information can be found on the website kboo.fm/Carrie Mae Weems.
I'm Celeste Carey.
And I'm Cecil Prescott.
Join us this coming Monday for more Talk Radio, when our guest will be Professor Akinyele Umoja, Chair of African American Studies at Georgia State University.
We will discuss his new book, We Will Shoot Back, Armed Self-Defense in the Mississippi Freedom Movement.
Umoja argues that armed resistance was critical to the success of the Southern freedom struggle and the dismantling of segregation and black disenfranchisement.
Find out more about this little-known aspect of the civil rights movement this coming Monday, May 20th at 8 a.m. on More Talk Radio, right here on KBOO Portland.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Y'all ready for this?
Ladies and gentlemen.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Never been done before. Never been done
in this country.
In this country.
Yo, this is M1 from Dead Prez.
Hey, what's up? This is Boots from The Coup.
Nah, I mean, telling you to stay tuned to Hard Knock Radio.
Keep it locked.
On the move, this is Pam Africa on Hard Knock Radio, the station of resistance. Down with this rotten-ass system.
Yo, check this out. Hard Knock Radio coming at you, bringing the noise. This is Chuck D, Public Enemy number one. News, views, and hip-hop.
Peace and love. This is Azeem. You're listening to Hard Knock Radio. Real radio. From the concrete up all the way to the sun. Keep shining, y'all. One love.
What's up, folks? This is your girl Femi representing the whole Bay Area. I'm here on Hard Knock Radio. News, views, and hip-hop. Stay tuned.
What? What? Last Empire. I'm feeling kind of patriotic. Moving kind of psychotic. Yeah. Where you from? Red, the white, the blue. The red, the white, the red, the white, the blue.
The British was coming in 1775, but wasn't ready for them thug white boys did ride. Busting a musket, needing they ducats in Holland. Buckham went to war with they fathers, uncles, brothers, and cousins. We ain't paying dues and taxes. The thug was born. Take what they need and eating whatever they want. It's been so long, 400 years about the money. You put a hooker on the block, they put a race out in the country. It's capitalism, because we capitalize, and you get capital punishment if you need. Nickel and dime, make a killing, steal a billion, and you'll live as a legend. Rob a bank for 10 G's, and you'll get shot in your chests, straight through the vests. Big guns hit like big bombs. It's fun to aim and moving targets, play a gone and run. Golden rule, he who got the gold make rules, and if you break them, you could get shot too. So f*** you, where you from, boy? I'ma represent that pimp, that hustler, that gangster twist. Block to block, town to town, sea to sea. This is what my country tears will be. Where you from, boy? I'ma let it be known, land to the crack, the home of the grown.